Neil Vec, one of our political analysts and all-stars, joining us. He's the director of the Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. And Neil joins us this morning. One less major Republican presidential candidate running, and it caught a lot of people by surprise last night. We had Paul Steinhauser on earlier, who broke that story for Fox. Tim Scott out from South Carolina. That leaves the former governor from South Carolina as maybe the one in second place, if that's the case, or Ron DeSantis. Take it away, Neil.
Yeah, a big surprise and kind of a strange time period, you know, to drop out on a Sunday. But sometimes, you know, it's the cards you're dealt and you're sitting there and you figure, well, I'm not going to go on any further. You know, Pence exited rather quickly as well. And he was never very good in these debates. And I think that sort of showed. And whether the debates are really a great qualifier for whether or not somebody should lead our country is always questionable. But he didn't shine in the debates. And I think at some point you say, well, you know, we're fighting up an uphill battle because people are not leaving Trump. And if they are, if there's any sort of scatter, it seems to be going in other places. So it's time to cash in and retire. Now, whether or not he is a potential VP person at this point, you know, he wasn't too harsh about former President Trump if Trump is a nominee. So I think he's probably reserved some of that as far as the fact that he could potentially be on a ticket, maybe not, but certainly maybe also preserve the future for himself.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Ronald Reagan ran for president 3 times.
I know.
You know, so
yeah.
You think about this great conservative champion that everybody, you know, thinks is Mr. Republican, but
yeah.
He ran 3 times, and when he won in 1980, previous to the New Hampshire primary, it wasn't sort of a foregone conclusion that he was going to win this, even the primary.
Well, it's funny you say that, Neil, because, you know, one of the questions I asked Ron DeSantis when Governor Sununu brought him into the studio for the segments there a few weeks ago and then spent the day with him like he's done now with some of the events with Nikki Haley and Chris Christie. I asked Governor DeSantis, you're on the younger side of all these candidates. I mean, you're about half the age of the current president. I mean, what is DeSantis? Not even 45 years old yet. And I said, you came out of that big win in governor for Florida, the governor. You have a 4-year term. You knew Trump was going to run again. Why did you choose to run now in 2024 when you easily could have waited till 2028 because Trump can't run, you know, won't run again? And maybe in a more open field because he's definitely someone who has a future to run against. Scott, I think, does. I would argue, I'm not sure she wants to. Nikki Haley could. I don't know about Chris Christie, but there are younger people that will emerge. And he said he just felt like the country needed him now. You know, the feeling like I need to save things now. We don't have a mulligan in 4 years. So who knows where it goes from here. But, you and I have talked offline about, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. No one is really talking about him at all, running as an independent now. But yet his poll numbers are actually pretty impressive for someone who's, you know, really just sort of out there as an independent. And some would argue it's going to take independent voters away from probably Trump, some from Biden, maybe more Trump if Trump's the nominee. But you got Phillips running as a Democrat here. Maybe Manchin, would he now that he's not running for the Senate, would he go under this no labels thing as a third party? Because that would certainly crush Joe Biden, I would think, with Democrats. But take it away, Neil. And you have the Green Party, the Green Party candidate. Is it Stein?
Well, that the third party stuff is a huge factor and really of concern, I think, to both parties, because you're right. You wouldn't think that Robert Kennedy would be taking more from Trump than he does Biden, but he does. According to a poll conducted by Siena College and the New York Times published last week, the question here is, I think, what's going on with Biden? You know, he does a Veterans Day event, he gets disoriented. When age is a big factor, it's not something that you can turn around.
No,
it's
especially if there's cognitive issues.
On, you know,
especially with cognitive
it's
issues,
it's going to get worse.
Well, they get cognitive issues get worse real fast. Just ask Bruce Willis's family, or anyone who's dealt with a loved one with dementia or any kind of Alzheimer's. It goes quickly. Unfortunately, not slow, and it's just a fact. It's not even a political statement.
So at this point, you know, we have a year from now, this election will be taking place. And so we've got a lot of time. And each time Biden does a press conference, it seems to be it gets worse and worse. And so I think the bigger problem for Democrats is who's going to be the nominee, and is that the strongest person they can possibly have to run against the Republican candidate, whoever that might be. And that is a problem, because everybody knows it, and no one's talking about it.
Well, Neil, I don't know if you agree with me on this, but feel free to disagree. I think
of course
now,
I agree with you, Jack.
No, it's a new question. I think there's less of a question now whether Donald Trump, whether this is his Republican nomination to lose, versus less of a question that Joe Biden, in my humble opinion, will not end up being the nominee for Democrats because of the reasons you just stated, nothing more. His appearance this weekend with the vet. You know, in this day and age of handheld phones and video, if you're going to trip and stumble and bumble, you can't hide. That it's not like the day and age of FDR when he's battling polio and he's in the wheelchair and the media would take pictures of him behind desks and tables and not show him getting in and out of the vehicle, and getting around. So my point is, I think there's less of a chance of Joe Biden actually becoming the nominee for Democrats. I mean, I just don't think it's physically possible, but I may be wrong.
I think that the Democrats could be faced with a major problem here. Mm. And as we get passed into like Super Tuesday material, they may not know what to do, because if they don't have the strongest person. Now, let me just go back here. Mm-hmm. 1 week ago, mm-hmm. just 1 week ago, there was a New York Times Siena poll saying that Biden would lose to Trump in 5 of the 6 key battleground states.
Right.
And since then, you've seen this sort of lot of concern amongst money people in the Democratic Party, people associated with the party, people associated with the White House. There is a lot of concern. No one's talking about it. It's just the biggest fear Democrats have is having Donald Trump stand up at the Capitol and take the oath again.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's your biggest fear, and the polls show you losing, and the president keeps continuing on here, his vice president has worse numbers than he does. This is a major problem, and it's not cheering for one side or the other. It's a major problem if you're a Democrat.
There's another subtle problem Democrats have. We saw in the local elections of just a week ago in some of the key states, but it was key local state issues, that if you push further restrictions on abortion rights, the Republicans lose. Nationally, I don't even know where Donald Trump stands on abortion. And if it's both Biden and Trump, the Democrats can't pull out that abortion issue as the one issue to rally their base, which is the only thing it seems to rally the base these days. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Vice President Harris. It's not inflation. It's not two wars in the world. It's not the border. The only thing that rallies Democrats to do anything together is abortion rights. But now it's a state issue after Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court. So you can't say, you can't talk about a national abortion ban because Trump's not going to go ahead.
Well, I disagree with that to some degree. I think if you care about the abortion issue, you know exactly who put their stamp of approval on the Supreme Court justices that rolled back.
Well, good
case.
Point with Trump, because he's taking credit
they're
for that.
They're going to use that, and that is definitely to the advantage of Democrats. But relying on that,
even though it's a state issue now,
to win the presidential election is a problem.
Even though it's a state issue.
Again?
Even though it's a state issue now.
Yeah, it's not a state issue if you care about the issue. It's a it's an issue.
Yeah.
And you may say, well, it's just now in the states and I'm giving up and I'm going to vote for, for this person for president. It certainly is going to weigh in on a presidential election.
We have to run. Neil Beck, Institute of Politics. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Hey,